Okay, it's episode, I would say, feels like 14 of the PlayStationShow.com podcast starts now.
I just think he ought to be honest with the American people and try to win as the real Mitt Romney.
Meet the real Mitt Romney.
Who is the real Romney?
No one really knows who the real Mitt Romney is.
He's an enigma, and he's a dad and a family man.
Who is the real Romney?
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Can I have your attention, please?
Can I have your attention, please?
Will
the real
Mitt Romney please stand up?
I repeat,
will
the real
Mitt Romney
please stand up? We're gonna have a
problem here.
Y'all act like you haven't seen a Mormon before. Jaws down on the floor. I'm not concerned about the very poor who got it wrong. Sorry, that's not what I meant. I want
every American to be in the top 1%.
I'm really named Willard. That's my first name. I'm not looking for a colony on the moon, just for someone to blame.
I like being able to fire people.
I'm Newt Gingrich.
You're fired.
I'm Rick Santorum, and I'm fired.
Boom, boom, boom.
Conservative women.
Love Mitt Romney.
And I love cars. I love lakes.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake.
With regards to abortion, pro-life, pro-choice.
I firmly believe in my own singing voice.
For purple mountains majesty above the fruited plain.
Where are we at, John?
With regards to abortion,
you can choose
your own adventure.
It's a Republican
dimension.
And I'm more concerned about the banks. They're unable to lend.
Corporations are people, my friend.
My dog
is on the roof.
My dog
is on the roof.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? Understand, I'm an exception.
The Obama.
Contraception.
Not a vulture.
I'm an
eagle.
I'm going to get my lawn cut by illegals.
There will be an influx.
Hispanic voters in trucks.
Look, if you don't believe.
I'll tell you what.
$10,000?
Well, I made a lot of money.
Matter of factually.
So I drove a
car. How long were you on there,
actually? I have emotion and passion.
That's a joke for the record.
But if you want
the soul of America
restored.
Come on
board.
Take your
fair share and every
Mormon
raise your
underwear.
Sing the chorus.
Papa Bear,
I'm Mitt Romney and I'm
the real
Romney.
While the other
Mitt Romneys
are just masturbating.
So with the real Mitt Romney, please stand up. Please stand up.
Quit messing around, B. Smith.
Yeah, sorry.
Your guy lost.
I have no, well, for the record, he was hardly my guy.
He was your guy.
He had no love for Mitt Romney.
From your region, he was money bags, he was white, he had slick back hair, he was your guy. You were like looking in the mirror when
you
went to
vote.
Other
than the white part, I represent none of that.
Wow. Turning your back on your own people after you lose.
I'm almost down with the Republican Party, Zapata.
You should have been out there campaigning, trying to change everyone's mind. This is partially your fault.
Zapata, could I have changed your mind?
No! Gross!
Well, if I've lost you, Zapata, I have no shot whatsoever.
I represent America. Real America.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I live in the most American part of America, actually. The crossroads of America.
You guys voted for Mitch Daniels. That's where I want to live.
Ugh.
Yeah. Great to work state. Yeah.
You got a Woody down?
A little bit, yeah. I'm not going to lie. How crazy is that guy's wife, Zapata? You live locally.
Yeah.
That's what kept him out of the presidential race. How crazy is his wife?
No, she's crazy. She's a crazy person. Like, sometimes you luck out. He didn't luck out.
And it's one of those, they got married, they got divorced, they got remarried situations,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. And those are never good.
No.
I mean, I don't care who you are. If you get divorced, don't get back together. It's not going to work. You've already proven it.
There was a reason for that.
Yeah. Wow.
Even if that reason is no longer there, at some point there was a reason.
Yeah.
Probably should just stick with it.
Just move
on. You
want to
know what that is, Zapata? That is looking at the multiple choice test, picking answer A, and then going back and erasing and going with answer B.
Just stick with your gut.
Stick with your gut. And if your gut is saying turn off this podcast right now, probably stick with it because good move. I am, as always, B-Smith3258, joined by the unlamented Emilio Zapata. Zapata, how's Mitch Daniels' country out there?
Oh, it is fantastic. We voted for Romney. We're a Romney state. No, just the state.
Oh, okay.
Not the people. Well, actually, most of the people.
Yeah, so at least a majority. But you guys didn't vote for, what is it, the pregnancy is God's will? The slightly less disgusting Republican rape gaffe of the campaign season.
Man, I love
it's
politics.
It's a shame you can put a list of those together.
I love politics. It's amazing.
Oh, God.
It's better than the internet.
Terrible. we also, of course, have John McClane. John McClane, how are you doing this evening?
I don't think he's here.
Hello?
Are you here?
I'm not really paying attention.
Yeah,
okay, good enough. We'll leave you alone.
McClane. I voted Obama, though.
Yeah, he voted Obama. Well, you're not supposed to tell people who you voted for.
Why?
Well, because that's personal. It's private.
That's if you lose.
Oh, really?
When you win, you gloat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My guy won.
Oh, sorry.
We are a nation of gloaters.
Scoreboard, B. Smith.
Scoreboard. Boom. The Lambo's still blue.
Yeah. Donkey. You got
donkey. We also have Canada, I believe, is here.
Yeah, he couldn't vote.
No, but I would have voted Obama.
Scoreboard.
Typical Canadian. Typical Canadian. And I think Franchise is still on the road?
Franchise is on the road.
God bless.
Wait, Franchise, who'd you vote for?
Who did I vote for?
You don't have to tell us.
Oh, okay. He kind of looks like me.
Oh, Romney?
Okay.
Only his ears are a little bit bigger.
Whoa.
We have the same haircut.
High top fade?
Are you fired up?
I gave my kid a high top fade last weekend.
Oh, boy.
Wow, how did that work out?
Yeah.
Pretty good. I've gotten some compliments on it.
Really?
Yeah. I think I missed my chosen career as a potter.
Wait, are people walking around your kid saying, who does your hair?
Yes.
Did it take a lot of mousse and gel to get it to stay up?
No, it does not.
Was it for Halloween?
No.
Was he going to Obama?
Oh, excuse me. You said high top fade. I thought you said high and tight.
Oh.
There's a key difference.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. There's a real difference.
I
thought your kid was walking around looking like Kid from Kid and Play.
There we go. See, I misheard, as the saying goes. So, are we really going to talk more politics on this show?
I mean, that's all that anyone's talking about.
I got to believe that's a mistake.
Wow. That's what happens when you get scoreboard.
Hey, what are you going to say?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
go ahead. I just want to know, did Romney get posterized?
Oh, he got posterized.
I don't know. He only lost the popular vote by
2%. He got Mozgov. Like, if there was a Mozgov equivalent to a presidential election, that's what Romney got.
I think Dukakis, if you look back, got Mozgov. Mondale got Mozgov.
George Bush got Mozgov.
Who, George Bush the first?
Yeah, senior.
No, he didn't get Mozgov. He lost to Clinton because of the 21% got pulled away by Perot. Can we use a basketball analogy with a third party?
It's
gonna be difficult.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't think we can come up with one of those.
He got deflated.
McGovern got Mozgov.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Presidential electoral politics, this is going to make great show stuff. McClane's already hanging up the phone. So I guess we're going to do something of a show. First of all, let me just say, I'm sorry about last weekend.
That's all your
fault. My fault. It's on me. I wanted to have sex with my wife.
Whoa.
There you go.
There it is.
Wow.
I just came out and said,
wow.
You know?
4 more years.
I had pretty much. I like that joke even more as I think about it more. That's very good. Very good. I had trick-or-treating. And it was either sex or podcasting after trick-or-treating. I went with sex.
Wow.
I have no shame.
You got a bad deal.
Oh, I did. You can argue my wife got a bad deal, but that's it's her choice.
So creepy.
So we will bring you something of a show this evening. Zapata, your second podcast in tonight.
Oh, yeah.
How'd the first one go, by the way?
Oh, fantastic. It was a longer show, too. I think we went about an hour and a half. NBA, NFL, you know, it all kinds of flows together. A little bit of Michigan talk. Looking forward to everyone downloading it and costing me money.
I thought somebody else would pay for the site.
Oh, that's all washed up. That's all used up. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, I am sending you back the podcast kit here probably in the next week or so.
To the greatest person in the world at my address?
I was thinking about the Troll Appreciation Association, care of Emilio Zapata.
Yeah. So the basement, then.
Yeah, the basement, basically. Yeah, you can put it in your basement. My wife wants it out of her house, so.
Is it still up for $80?
It's up to Zapata, Franchise.
We'll talk, Franchise.
I mean, here's the thing, guys. It doesn't make any sense. If you guys want to go down that deal, it just makes sense for me just to send it to Franchise rather than send it to Zapata, who then send it to Franchise.
That's true.
So, if you work that out, gentlemen, send me a Twitter instant message. So, I guess video games?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. There was a little game that came out. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called Halo 4.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh my gosh. They have changed shooters. Like, I thought that Halo 3 changed shooters.
Uh-huh.
But Halo 3 didn't do anything compared to what Halo 4 has done. I never thought that they could make a game look so good. Now, it doesn't look real. I'm not talking about real, because Battlefield 3 kind of looks real, you know? Halo 4 kind of looks good. And you guys understand the difference there?
I really don't want to have somebody ask you what the difference is.
So, what do you think? You need an explanation? I think Canada needs an explanation, though.
I don't think he does.
He is in Canada.
I think the superior public school education provided to him by the Canadian government in that neo-Maoist state that I like to call Canada probably has served him well.
I've never played Halo.
You're really missing out, because the first 3, 4, 5, 6 games were really good. This is great. This is the must-play game of this Christmas season. And we get it, the best part is we get it so early. That is what I've always loved about the Halo franchise. When it comes out before Call of Duty. It comes out before any of these other games. It's the first real, legit Christmas game. And we can play it in November, before Thanksgiving. It's amazing. And everything you love about Master Chief is back. Everything you hate about Master Chief is gone.
Zapata, how are you not in sales? This is just... fire hose of crap whenever you discuss anything.
He's a Mitt Romney in video game.
No, if only he was the Mitt Romney.
Have you not heard that I'm running for president in 2016? And you know who my running mate is?
Yeah, the franchise Diddy ticket. Come on.
Zapata, you're going to take VP?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because then I get to impeach franchise.
I'm not sure you understand the constitutional structure of our government, Zapata.
No, that might be true.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there is a lot of people.
You're going to go back to this.
There's a lot of people in this community that have Xboxes and they're gathering dust. Well, this is a game. It will blow off the dust for you. It knows that it belongs in an Xbox. And the thing is as soon as you put this game in, it's instant amazing. And there are very few games that do instant amazing. There's a lot of games that do instant good or instant but instant amazing is rare in video games. Now here's the one problem I have. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, what? What was all that?
That was what we like to call par for the course, Canada, is what we like to call that.
Oh, okay. That is called E-Diddy Logic.
I do have it. Just haven't played it yet. If Jaren listens to this, that's not me playing the game. That's my stepson. So, I'm pretty sure that according to my Xbox score, the game is beaten. That's not me.
Okay.
Well, when you play the game, let us know how it is.
No. No. No.
I will do. Will do.
Absolutely not.
I'll take that as a challenge.
Hey, Zapata, guess what?
What's that?
Halo 4.
Go ahead, Francis.
I was just going to ask, is Halo 4 going to dust off my Xbox?
Yes.
Because my Xbox, if you look on there and see how long it's been since I've played it, it's been quite a while.
Halo 4 will make you want to burn your PlayStation. That's how good it is. Haven't played it.
Wow. Just an awful human being.
Blows the dust
Wasting
off
my
for
time.
You.
I'm going to stop by Walmart right now. I'm going to stop by Walmart right now and pick it up.
Wasting his own time.
And then not play it?
Ooh.
You kinda, I will not play it.
But can I give you a preview of what I'm going to be not playing next week?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified. The first
Is that what it's called?
Legit Call of Duty on the PlayStation Vita.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, worse. You thought it was bad. Bad to worse. Because he incorporates that turd pile of a portable system that he's trying to support. Yeah, it's pretty terrible. He's an awful person. Zapata.
He trolled Disturbed Poppy in the bottom one. And Disturbed Poppy uses it as a cup holder.
I'm just happy that they're making a Call of Duty PlayStation Mini. I think that's awesome.
Hey, Canada.
Mm.
You want to know what I always am amused by about Zapata is We just went through 5 minutes of Halo talk with him. Now, let me ask you your honest opinion. Do you think that Zapata went into this podcast knowing that he was going to do that whole shitty routine? Or do you think that was just stream of consciousness on the fly? Because I submit to you, either answer is horrifying in its own way.
Oh, boy.
If all that's on the tip of his tongue, terrifying. If he had to think of all that and then stream it out to us, almost worse.
Oh, and guess what?
Okay.
Because maybe I mentioned this already.
Okay.
I think I have, now that I think about it. 3D gaming?
Now, I'm going to say yeah. I don't remember it, but go ahead.
Now that I've updated to Windows 8,
okay.
My yeah. graphics card supports 3D gaming. And so I've set it up for 3D gaming, and I would like to thank Doritos, because in 2012 or 2011, they gave away 3D glasses, the red and the blue glasses, but some legit glasses, like some glasses you can wear out, not paper, you know, with some cellophane on there, some legit glasses that are going to last a while. And because I had these, I can turn on 3D gaming. And let me tell you, it's not that great. Not that great at all.
No, I don't doubt it. I'm
really
doubt
bad.
It.
Do not.
Canada gaming is just terrible.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Canada, what games have you played?
I haven't played much. I played one game.
What game have you played?
DC Universe Online.
Good.
I've played that for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. So see, I've had a lot of questions about this game. You mentioned okay. it. You know, you mentioned it earlier, and I'm really interested in what has happened to DC Universe Online. Because I was in there for about 30 minutes one day, and it was just a bunch of people walking around. And then kind of walking off in other directions, and then sometimes people were walking to buildings and beating up these things, and they would just randomly show up again. And mm-hmm. it was just groups of people clumped into one area trying to beat up the same enemy. That's yeah. all it ended up being.
Yeah, you saw a portion of the game. You know, you saw a party of people doing a quest or a task or something like that. Mostly people don't walk in the game. They fly because they're superheroes and
right.
supervillains. So there's a lot of flying. There's a lot of walking. It's an MMO. Have you played an MMO?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm an adult. Why would I play an MMO?
You should allow yourself to play an MMO for the first time. Experience it. Why not?
Any number of reasons.
I just don't get MMOs. I just don't get it.
Like what do you like about MMOs, Canada?
They're addictive, right? They always leave you wanting to level up something more and give you daily tasks, right? So they give you like an agenda of what you should get to get better weapons, to get into better areas. So you and your team have more of like a strategy when you go into battles. If you're into that, if you're not, by all means, don't play the game, but it's fun. It's not a good game. No. It's not a good game. It's really buggy. It's an awful experience for the first like 10 hours or no, I'd say 20.
10 oh, only 20.
Wait a minute.
The first 30 levels.
So wait, you're telling me that when most people would quit is when it's yeah. the worst.
I think those people who would quit the game would just quit the game and not come back. But if there's anything, if you have an addictive personality and you always want to drive to get better or beat a game or see more of a game and you can't allow yourself to not, this is the game for you.
So if you're broken as a human being.
If you're miserable.
If the game broke you. Not if you're already broken.
If you're a masochist.
Then you mean it.
And you love pain and boredom.
Yeah, and you have an angry agenda against the game okay. to find out more pain. Okay. Yeah.
Like you want to get as much pain out of it as you can.
You're selling yeah. out of this.
Because you've wasted a week and you want to know why. And then your friends find other ways of what they found and what they don't like. But then you start to like it.
Then you go deeper.
You do, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, this sounds like every MMO, like that's the trap of like,
yeah.
this isn't great. But there might be something there. Like I yeah. can't have played this for 25 hours and there'd be nothing. I just haven't got there yet. But I'm gonna get there.
Canada, have you played a lot of MMOs?
No. This is the only MMO I've played.
Okay.
This is the only MMO I've allowed myself to to play.
Zapata?
Yes.
Do you play any MMOs?
No.
Yeah. Franchise? Have you played an MMO?
Only DC Universe Online.
Wait, is MAG an MMO?
No.
Sure?
I'm positive. It was a badly constructed first-person shooter where they focused on the wrong MAG. Thing.
Whoa. It wasn't a first-person. It was a third-person.
No, it was first-person.
No, it was first-person.
It was seventh-person.
In my eyes, it was a terrible game. Nobody liked it.
No, I loved
except
it.
Except for Diddy. And everybody burned their copies of it.
No.
King Bowser liked it, too.
Yeah. Me and him.
Although, if memory serves, the one time I actually played a game with him one night with the community, when I asked him why he liked it so much, he basically just gave the same answer as Canada just gave about the universe.
Exactly. That's kind of what it is. Like, the first 10 to 15 levels are terrible, and that's the good 10 hours of the game.
Yeah.
Are the servers even up on that anymore?
Ooh, I hope so. I'm getting itchy.
I found it the other day for like $2.
Ooh, let's get a clan going. Let's get the crew back together. Mag weekend.
Can you imagine the rogues gallery of broken human beings you'd find still playing Mag at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Probably the same playing SOCOM 4.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. SOCOM guys might be worse. They have this perception of superiority that I don't believe Mag players would have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mag players are just sad.
Yeah.
Broken human beings.
Yep. Broken human beings, exactly. Franchise, what have you been playing?
A lot of Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Do you like it, Franchise?
Do I like it? It is a good game.
That was a long delay, Franchise.
It kind of brings some new and some old together, you know what I mean? You got Burnout Paradise, like, playing, right?
Oh, I love that game.
It's a great game. Actually, watching the coverage of Need for Speed Undercover is maybe want to go out and buy Burnout.
I would say you would do better to go and get Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Okay. Why?
There's an active community. Our community has, I think, about 15 people playing it right now.
Okay.
And do they still have? I've been told, oh, go ahead.
Do they have the crash side game sort of thing? Like the funnest thing about Burnout Paradise was the the crash thing
where you would tumble.
Yeah, and you would get extra points for exploding in a certain area of a town, and you make the biggest crash, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, they don't have. Okay.
So they don't have the best part.
They don't have the best part of the game.
Yeah, you get to explore town. They have is like little spots where you have hidden cars, so you drive around and you find these little hidden spots, and you get different cars as you find them. So they're, you know, you're actually collecting and getting cars the whole way through, and there is sort of a mission you go on. You race different racers. It's just like the old Most Wanted, where you would race this guy, and then after you beat this guy, you get to take his car, right? You actually won his car. But instead of, okay, I just beat you, Meat Smith, and I just got your car, right? You just lost. You don't just get out of your car and say, here you go, here's the keys. You take off and run from me in that car. So I have to chase you after the race. After I beat you, I have to chase you and take the car from you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I have to go and actually, you know, knock you into a wall or something and physically stop you from running to get me.
Is there a way that I can get away from you and not have to give you my car?
That's a good thing. Yeah, you would run from me to keep from giving me your car.
Okay.
Forever or for a specific amount of time?
If he gets away, I wait about 5 minutes or so, and then he comes back. He pops back out. And he's riding around, he passes by you, he bumps into you to get your attention, and he takes off again.
Oh, so like a takedown, like the takedowns in Burnout.
Right, there you go. It's basically a good version of Burnout.
Whoa.
I thought Burnout was a pretty damn good game.
This is better. Epic. You want to buy this.
I don't know about that.
You actually want to buy this. Because it will change your life.
That seems like maybe a little bit more selling.
Change your life, B. Smith.
No, I don't buy that. So.
What else, franchise?
Anything else?
Anything else? I've been playing NBA 2K13. Mr. Emilio Zapata over there has created a league. There.
Yeah. And you already broke the league.
I already broke the league.
Yeah. We were only being bad teams. Like 20 rating or higher. Only bad teams. And who does franchise pick? Actually, he took a bad team. My bad. He took the Lakers. So.
So there's no way to switch my team?
I'm working on it. I have to turn my PlayStation on to actually do anything about it.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Alright, Zapata, I know you wasted about 10 minutes of our time talking about a game you actually haven't played, but have you actually played anything?
I don't play games anymore, B. Smith.
Okay.
But I do watch television.
Okay, what have you been watching, Zapata? I'm interested in this now.
The Walking Dead, Episode 4. You've probably heard about it.
No.
But they changed television. Now, you've read the books, and so you know how emotionally impactful some of the scenarios become.
Yeah, it's bleak.
It's bleak. Bad things happen.
Lots of bad things.
To good people, or people that are trying to make it, right?
Yep.
Like, you don't want these things to happen to them, but they do.
Nope.
They actually captured that in Episode 4. No spoilers, but I was really concerned that the television show was not going to be able to capture what the comic book did. And some of these really bleak moments, really bad things happening to people you didn't want bad things to happen to. And I knew they couldn't do it in the same way what happened, but they did something similar that left that same emotional impact. And I'm not going to lie, this was probably one of the hardest television shows. And I know movies can do a lot more, but television shows I've ever had to watch. Like, literally, I don't get very emotional when it comes to TV, but they got me. They got me on this one. And it was probably one of the best shows I have ever seen. Best episodes. And, like I said, they've changed television.
Very good. I mean, I'm not going to see it until for a year from now, until it comes out again. Then I have to very slowly watch it when my wife's not around because she quote-unquote doesn't like zombie shows. So.
Did she try it, though?
No, she hasn't tried it.
She hasn't tried it.
I don't think I can get her past the zombie things about it.
Yeah, I mean, even this season is a lot more gruesome than the first two.
Well, that's not particularly a good thing then, on my end anyway. Any other TV media or anything else?
No, that's it. Come on. Sleeping? The time change? Now I'm tired at 8:30 at night? I mean, what's up with that?
Zapata, the time change was a week ago.
I'm still tired at 8:30. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Stop. Don't support him. Hey, Zapata, I got a new iPod Touch.
Oh, wow. You and the kids?
Yeah, me and the kids. Zapata, how about this? Went and tried out my new camera at a model train show.
Oh, my gosh. Are these on YouTube yet?
I know.
These need to be on YouTube.
I did. I took like 8 or 10, no, I think it was 3 or 4 10-second videos. So.
Wow.
Oh!
Are you stuck in an intersection?
No, I just hit the alarm on my car.
Yeah, you might not want to do that.
It's a good camera, Zapata.
Yeah?
It's a nice device.
A good camera that's kind of a kid's device, but they still put a decent camera in there?
That's the same one that was on the iPhone 4.
Oh, wow. So that is a good camera.
How many megapixels?
I think it's 5 megapixels.
But it's a high quality, though.
Yeah. Very, very nice optics.
So now, how many gigabytes did you go with?
I went 64.
64. Oh, so you went all out.
Yeah.
You already have an iPad, though, right?
Yeah.
So the next step is, you're not going iPhone now, because you saw how much it costs to actually own an iPhone.
Yeah.
But you gotta go MacBook Pro.
No.
I mean, you have to.
I think the next device I'm probably gonna get is a version of the iPad with the Retina display.
Oh, you're gonna upgrade?
Yeah.
But you'll keep, will you just give your wife the old junky one?
No, I think I'll probably sell it.
Oh, really? No, just give her the junky one.
You can still get 2 Hyundai for one of these.
What's with the Hyundai?
That's everybody says Hyundai.
Hyundai, that's my thing.
I just figured I'd throw that out there.
Wow.
It kind of shows how sweet I am, Zapata.
That's topical.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. All right, what else?
I like to think I bring a certain urban flavor to the show.
Yeah.
maybe is a bit lacking.
Right.
Keeping it street, Spada. Out some of the homies.
Okay, so what else have you been?
I'm at the bottom of my reference.
Have you been reading any books? Any good books lately?
I have.
Book talk.
Book talk time. Black Flag Redux.
Whoa.
Sequel to Black Flag.
Whoa.
The book I was telling you about last time.
Whoa.
Good stuff.
Why has it got to be black?
I don't know.
Whoa.
It's just the name of the clandestine program that they...
Clan?
Did
you just say clan?
Said clandestine.
Interesting. Black, clan. Wow. I see where we're going.
Against one another in your little...
What? Did you just mention... Did you just say Hitler? B. Smith. Whoa. Dial it back there.
I said Hitler. Exactly. Actually, I started watching The Civil War again on Netflix. Does that play into your little theme you can develop here?
You're wishing things were the way they used to be? Is that what you're saying?
No. But, no, I played some FTL on PC. I only PC game now, Zapata. I don't know if you know this about me.
FTL?
FTL.
Yeah, it's that.
Faster than...
Isn't it like a ship game like the other one?
It's not really at all close to gratuitous space battles,
but it
which
looks
I highly
like it.
Course. It, but it's a spaceship game.
RTS?
No, it's God. How would you describe it?
Resource management.
There's some of that in there. Yeah. you're pushing my buttons, Vada. Yes. You do. There's some limited combat control over the combat that you have, but it's. I think it's only like $5 now. $15. I tell most people to get it. It's pretty good. It's interesting. You can watch a quick look of it on Giant Bomb. You'll get an idea of what it is. My wife, Zapata.
Yeah.
I got her to watch a full 30-minute quick look on the Giant Bomb of a game called Cook Serve Delicious, which is a hardcore cooking simulation. Got my wife hooked on that, Zapata.
A hardcore cooking simulation.
A
PC game, right?
Yeah, it's a PC game. A restaurant simulator spot.
Wait a minute. Hold on here. What do you do? Is this like Diner Dash or what?
I would say it's much more complex than Diner Dash from what I've watched of both the quick look and scene of her. There's some of that type of Diner Dash where it's speed, and you know, you gotta keep up with the different number of serving stations and so on and so forth, but you also pick different dishes, and she's very interested in it. So, but I was just proud of myself that I got her to watch a full Giant Bomb quick look.
How did you convince her to?
Because I was like, I think you'd like this game. Why don't we watch this quick look? And I, you know, she scoffed at it for about the first 3 minutes, but then she got more and more interested, and then she watched the full half hour.
Okay, so wait, what is this game called again?
Cook, Serve, Delicious.
It's a great name.
It's pretty good, yeah.
I'd Canada. Imagine you cook food and serve the food.
And it's delicious.
Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
Canada, are you married?
I am not.
You dating somebody?
Yeah.
Wait, does Redfield know about this?
Serious relationship?
Have you told Redfield that you're dating somebody?
I don't believe I have.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you guys were internet dating.
No.
You're not?
We're Twitter dating.
Oh, Twitter dating. My bad. Okay, that's different. You're right.
Ken, is it a serious relationship?
Yeah. Been dating her for 2 years.
2 years? Where'd you guys meet?
I met her in school.
College or high school?
College.
Do you guys study the same things?
Nope. She did dental school.
Mm-hmm.
I did network administration.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you now administer her networks? Did you catch my meeting?
I do.
Does she listen to this? Is she gonna hear this?
God, no.
Well, I would tell you to get her Cook Serve Delicious.
Really?
Canada. Yeah. It's that good. That good. It'll keep your marriage together. Of course,
I don't think she plays PC games. She plays Game Boy Advance games. I know.
Game Boy Advance?
Yeah.
That's not even the good Game Boy.
Well, it's the one that she's always had.
Wow.
Zapata, I got in trouble this morning because I used the, I bought the cow so I get the milk for free analogy this morning, and my wife took offense at it.
Well,
but I was calling her a cow.
Oh.
For the record, I wasn't.
not a cow.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that on my wife.
Yeah, you don't, just put that in your memory bank. Don't use that one.
Gotcha.
Not a good one to use.
I'm downloading the Cook Serve Delicious
demo?
PC demo.
Right. Okay, good enough. I think you're going to love it, Spada. If you're anything like my wife, and you're not, you're going to love it. All right, so anything else, Canada? Have you watched any Canadian TV that we should know about? Kids in the Hall reruns, maybe?
Kids in the Hall reruns, sure. Yeah. Some CFL.
You can't
football.
Do that on television?
That was Canadian?
Yeah, I believe so.
Faulty okay. Towers?
That's English.
That was not Canadian.
It's English. Where else can we go with this? Canadian television.
Oh, I'm...
Alanis Morissette videos.
Wow.
Isn't that ironic?
don't you think? Okay. Canada, anything else we should know about?
The BC Lions are doing pretty good, and I think they're going to win another Grey Cup.
Hey, wrong show, Canada.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got nothing.
How about you? Other media franchise?
Other media. I've just been watching old movies like
The Green Mile,
Full Metal Jacket. It reminds me. There's a character on there. They called him Private Pyle. You've seen the movie, right, B. Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a. I don't know if he's still a part of this community or not, but there's a guy that is a part of this community or was, and he kind of reminds me of Private Pyle.
Okay.
Can you be more specific?
He does dumb things. And he turns around and he's like, everybody hates me.
Pantera?
Well, Pantera's more like...
Nobody hates me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thinks nobody dislikes
him. You think Pantera's kind of the VC sniper? in the broken down Huey?
I think Pantera's more like the guy that you see standing over in a corner somewhere just looking at everybody.
No, I think I found a pretty good analogy because Pantera is very much like that sniper. Every single time, you know, a show thinks that they can get across that gap without Pantera ruining it for them, sure as shit, he shoots them and that ruins that show right then and there. Endless stream of ruined shows.
Okay, I have two questions.
Okay, go ahead.
The first one is, are you guys going to read emails this week?
Yes.
Okay. Second is, you guys missed last week, right?
Yes.
This is last week.
Sex with my wife.
Okay. All right. Yeah, right. Brent, what do you think about Disney buying Star Wars?
Disney buying Star Wars. I have been increasingly unsatisfied with the products of Mr. George Lucas. Am I convinced that Disney is going to provide an improvement on those products? No. But is there a chance? I think that there's more of a chance of improvement than there was before. I'll put it to you that way.
Okay. I agree. I thought about it, and I think Disney, they're definitely going to bring back the old cast. And if they do it in a good way, I think that could be...
Do you really see that? I mean, I don't know. Do you really see that going that way?
Mark Hamill.
Harrison Ford.
Crazy Fisher.
Yeah, I mean, Carrie Fisher, I don't.
She's not Princess Leia anymore.
She's a hot tamale.
She's
she's kind of an older gal at this point.
Put buns in that hair.
She's 60, right?
Zapata. No. No.
Hey, that sounds like Disturbed.
I am your father.
Oh, God, those are great movies.
They were.
Oh,
but wait, but you agree earlier. With me, B. Smith, right? We love the original trilogies.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We were kids and we didn't understand. And so they just grew with us. They were part of us. We can't take that away. Just like the new three movies are for the kids of this generation. They love those. They think they're good.
Oh God!
And it's going
to grow. I can't imagine that to be the case.
They're going to have the same memories that we have of the original.
And I think the kids find those movies confusing, though. There's a lot of politics, and there's a lot of stuff that kids. It's just not for the kids crowd. But then again, then they throw in Jar Jar Binks,
and they love it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. They're awful.
I think there's probably some validity in that statement that you just made. I like to think that the original trilogy at least Empire holds up as a good flick. You're probably right, Zapata.
I mean, C-3PO...
More right than I want to admit, anyway.
Yeah, C-3PO's annoying. I mean, if you think about it, he's annoying.
And he's in every movie.
It's a protocol droid.
So, Edidi just put there that you are the C-3PO of this podcast.
Ooh, ouch.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
Wow. That's messed up, man.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's a trap!
Oh, God. That space battle.
Oh, God.
Akbar. Fantastic. Franchise, anything else we should know about?
Wait, have you ever actually called a woman Admiral Akbar?
No.
I think that would be a good insult.
Why would I want to?
I think that would be a good insult. Settle down, Admiral Akbar.
There you go, Brent. Star Wars roleplay.
Well, if I can get my wife in one of those Leia costumes from Jedi.
Christmas is coming up.
No. Would it be tragic if I admitted that I had looked up the price of one of those costumes online?
That would be so tragic.
Okay, I didn't do that.
Wait, what would you be wearing? The Jabba costume?
I don't need a costume to imitate Jabba's
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Let's bring it back around.
Okay.
Anything else anybody would like to bring up? News? We've already covered Obama's crushing victory by
less than 2 points. Damage.
Scoreboard. In your face.
Yeah, I know. Electoral College victory. God bless the Electoral College.
What was that saying? Obama for your mama?
Yep, Obama for your mama.
Scoreboard.
I don't think anybody said that.
Yeah, a lot of people said that.
I think America said that.
Are actually people worried about Mitt Romney winning this?
I think that there for a while there, if a hurricane hadn't gotten in his way, he had a shot. Strong first debate performance.
Do you know there's 12 million people that didn't vote in this election?
There's always a bunch of people that didn't vote.
No, it wasn't half as bad. The last election, when it was McCain and Obama, there was 12 million more people that voted than there were this time. The race was a little bit tighter.
Yeah, but I mean, even the last time, what was the turnout? It couldn't have been any higher than 70%.
It was just terrible. There's people, like, there's some people, I'm not going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote at all. I'm a Christian. I'm going to, I don't believe in gay marriage, and I don't believe in a Mormon president.
Is that your Christian voice?
Yeah.
No, that's not my Christian voice. That's my idiot voice.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell.
There you go.
Yeah, I read that crap on Twitter for like 2 weeks. It was like, dude, if just vote for some fucking body. It doesn't matter who you vote for.
Of course it does.
You could have voted.
You can make a principled stand not vote.
No, vote for somebody. Make it look good.
All voting is signaling. It actually has no statistical effect whatsoever. The chance that your vote is going to matter is erroneous. Very low. But with that, speaking of things that don't matter, I send your questions, comments, feedback to mailbag@theplaystationshow.com, and we will endeavor to read them. I got a few new emailers this week, Zapata. I almost felt bad that we didn't have a show last week because I had to have sex with my wife. First email from Demetrius. Hey, fellows, first time writing, but I have been listening for quite some time now. Franchise, work like a Jamaican. I don't know what that means, and I'm a little frightened by it. Take a break, please. But I do love the show you are on. B. Smith, you are the man. You make this show pretty good. Sometimes you throw something to the left field, but I would still follow everything. NBA 2K13 is a must-have. Madden 13 also a must-have. I've played Tekken Tag 2, and I love it. DOA 5 is okay as long as I'm winning. Right now I'm hating it. Waiting for Halo 4. Zapata, what would you tell him about Halo 4?
We'll dust off your Xbox for you.
Dust off your Xbox for you. Gotta go play Resident Evil 6. No, you don't. That's a mistake every single time you do it.
Please.
Forgot Borderlands. Not interested. Love the Mount Rushmores. We forgot one of those this week, but I didn't have a good one. Zapata, any good ideas for Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore of desktop wallpapers.
No, that's a terrible idea. We got about, I think about 2/3 of the way to a Canadian TV. Hey, that's a good one. Canada.
Mm.
Canadian TV Mount Rushmore.
Sorry, go again?
Canadian TV Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Give it some thought, okay? Sapata, and that's spelled S-A-P-A-T-T-A.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
You are pretty close. You are a little weird, but it's a good weird. Some of your ideas suck, but it sucks to the point where it's funny. Sorry for misspelling your names, not hooked on phonics. What's the best book you've read so far? Anyway, sending an email to the show. You guys love it. You guys some love. Keep laughing and listening. Sent from his BlackBerry. That Kennedy, you still working on that, Canadian yeah. TV match more?
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a link.
I don't.
It isn't good for the cast, but.
I don't want a link. I want your opinion. So best book you've ever read, Zapata.
Ender's Game, hands down.
That's a pretty good book. Franchise?
Wow. Got me on the spot right there. I like so many.
Do you want me to jump over to Canada there?
Yeah.
So you probably have a link for us. Canada, best book you've ever read.
Best book. Hero with a Thousand Faces by Joseph Campbell.
Never heard of it, but I'll take your word. Franchise, I'll give mine out before I ask for yours again. I will go with Stranger in a Strange Land, the Robert Heinlein classic. Franchise?
The Five Love Languages. Good stuff. Okay.
Did you write it?
No, I didn't write it.
Okay.
If I write it, it would be something horrible. You would be calling your women bitches and whores.
I would hope that's not the case.
All right. My wife can attest I've never called her names like that, so.
Your ex, is this your wife or your ex-wife?
Ex, I don't know what she is anymore.
Ish.
Yeah, she's overseas. I think that dissolves a marriage automatically.
It comes close, yeah. So was she a native German, Franchise?
Yes.
How'd that happen, Franchise?
She was born there. Her father was an American.
Okay.
Who decided to stay there.
Okay.
I believe she wanted me to do the same thing, and that wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because America is pulling out of Germany.
Yep.
And I'm not going to convert to be a German and lose half of my money every month. Hey, it's not
There you go.
Well, you voted for Obama, so you are actually converting to a German for losing half your money every month.
Whoa. Cheap shot.
Whoa.
Not a cheap shot. Wants a social democratic system, a.k.a. most of what continental Europe has.
For the people, by the people. FUBU.
That seems like it's pushing it even for you, Spot. I can say very firmly, I could not get away with that line.
Is FUBU even a thing anymore?
I know. I have a FUBU shirt.
A written what?
Yeah, I wear it to work proudly.
I have a FUBU shirt that's about 15 years old.
I think I have a bum equipment sweater. I'm like,
inside out? Inside out?
No.
All right. So we got another email from the same guy.
Right.
He actually introduced himself. He's no longer Demetrius. He's a heavy hitter 28, which if you have to be the 28th of anything, just get a new name, I'd say.
Plus from a BlackBerry, really?
Yeah, again, from the BlackBerry, yeah.
Or not a device anymore?
Yeah, that's RIM is still in business, I think.
From what they're saying, it's not. It's about to go down.
Yeah, they've been saying that for a while, though. Who knows what's going to happen? Okay, so he says, anyhow, sent another email to get feedback from you all. What is your favorite slasher of all time? I assume it means slasher movie. I don't care for the genre. Francis, do you have a favorite slasher movie?
I don't watch
slasher movies. Is Halloween considered a slasher movie?
What was that?
Halloween.
I would say
yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I would put that in that category.
I would watch Friday the 13th, I mean, if that's considered one.
Ooh. I think that you put that in the slasher movie.
I know what you did last summer? Slasher movie?
No.
That's more
I don't even really put that in the movie category.
Black Christmas?
Whoa.
Yeah, why does it have to be a Black Christmas, Zapata?
I'm just saying my favorites.
Wow.
Boo-boo.
I know you can't say that. Canada, do you have a favorite slasher movie?
Yeah. It would be Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead. Okay. All right. So, what is your favorite serial killer movie? I seem to be developing a theme. I think you have to say either Seven or Silence of the Lambs.
I would say Silence of the Lambs.
Final Destination. Final Destination.
No. So Silence of the Lambs is what I'm getting, the answer I'm getting from you two guys?
No, I'm going with Seven.
Okay. Silence of the Lambs, hard to beat. Hard to beat.
No, that was pretty good. You're right.
And what is your favorite scary movie? I hope he doesn't mean actually in the scary movie series, which are all, of course, a bunch of hackneyed crap. Can I put Aliens in my scary movie category?
Absolutely.
That was not scary stuff.
Yeah, when I
watched that as a kid, that was a scary movie. Today, it holds up as a good movie.
Okay, then Tremors.
Tremors?
Scariest movie ever.
The Book of Kevin Bacon is quite scary. Who is Kevin Bacon's sidekick in that movie? You never see that guy anymore.
No, you don't. He was in a lot of stuff before, though.
Oh, my God, and the dad from Family Ties and Reba McEntire as a couple. Gosh, wow.
Great movie.
Come on, guys, you got to go with The Omen.
Tremors.
It's a lot of sticking with Tremors. Franchise favorite scary movie?
I don't have one.
Franchise Unfrightened. My movies.
Cop Out.
Doesn't get scared.
The scariest movie I see are the ones where there are police videos. That's a scary movie to me.
Yeah, I agree.
The Rodney King beating? Is that the scariest movie you've ever seen?
That's the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I feel for my life every time I see a police car.
I hate the cops.
You hate the cops?
I say that on a podcast that if I ever run for political office, the I hate the cops line is probably going to come up immediately after the I hate all organized religion. Those are the two.
Back to back.
Yeah. Back. And you hated democracy?
No, I don't hate democracy.
Okay. We won't get into that.
I hate the tyranny of the majority.
You didn't. Remember this one. You have to write this one down, okay? Legalize marijuana.
I agree. And crystal methamphetamine.
Ugh. Whoa.
And prostitution.
No. Well, prostitution, yes. That is on my platform.
And automatic weapons.
Yes, that is also on my platform.
Jesus, calm down.
He's an anarchist. Don't let him fool you.
A libertarian.
Anarchist.
Yep. Okay, so he says Halloween is his flat. Oh, he wants to know what is our favorite scary
movie. We already did this.
Okay. Halloween is his favorite slasher. Mr. Brooks is his favorite serial killer movie. Doesn't Mr. Brooks talk?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but isn't that Kevin Costner?
Mm-hmm.
The Kevin Costner, you can't hold that up. Any Kevin Costner movie can't be. Unless best baseball movie, Bull Durham?
No.
No. Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. Basketball is the best baseball.
Major League, come on.
Major League?
Yes.
Major League was pretty good.
Well, what about The Natural? You're going to have a lot of people that are going to say The Natural.
No, nobody's saying The Natural.
No, stop.
Okay, that's fine. I can't really decide on a good scary movie. Not too many of them scare me, but I can say after seeing Mirrors, I didn't look in a mirror for a week. Mirrors. Anybody seen Mirrors?
No.
No.
I like that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I look forward to your guys' feedback. Can't wait to hear this. Love movies and I look for good movies of all sorts. Enjoy conversation and play nice. B. Smith, don't sound like the type to look at horror movies or slashers. You're correct, largely. You may look down on them if there's no substance. Uh-oh, iPad went off. No substance, but I know Franchise and Zapata. Spelled the same way.
Right.
Seen a few, especially Zapata. So Zapata, you've seen a few slasher movies?
Oh yeah, I'm a big slasher.
I don't buy that. Watch your back and I'll be sending another email according to the show's feedback and content. So there you go. We look forward to it. Always looking for a new emailer. Next new emailer, from Zebby. Hello guys at PlayStation Show. Was surprised, to see you did a show on Sunday, October 14th. Not as surprised as we were ourselves. Does that mean it will be every 2 weeks from this weekend? We proved that wrong last weekend. If so, would that be Saturday, November 3rd? I would love to join in on the chat that night. Sorry, man.
This is timely.
Yeah, timely. thanks for your time and keep up the great work. That's heinous anus, by the way, B. Smith 3258. Yes, it was an ugly game on Sunday, but glad the Pats came in for the win. So I believe that was against the Jets.
Boo.
I don't need that, Canada.
Heinous anus, that's a great name, though. So credit to him.
Enjoy your three down, 110-yard field, crap football, as I like to say. Next 6 weeks, the Pats will face, Div three times. That includes facing the Jets, today, tonight, after playing the Colts 4 days prior. So, I'm looking forward to seeing Andrew Luck. Zapata, how does, you're in the great state of Indiana, home of Governor Mitch Daniels.
I've watched every Colts game this season, except for this last one on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But Andrew Luck is the real deal.
I think he might be.
He is the real deal. Like, at first, when I watched him play against the Bears made him look bad. But that's how good their defense is. Because I was really skeptical after that first game. Like, oh my gosh, this guy doesn't get it. He looks rattled. He's underthrowing his receivers. It does not look good. And then every game after that, he's played. He's gotten better and better. And you trust him. And that's the difference, is when you watch a game and you trust the player on the field to make the play that needs to be made, that's when you know he's gotten it. And that's something that Robert Griffin III does not have. Like, Bob Griffin just does not have that. Nobody trusts him. The only thing you trust about Bob Griffin is that he's going to get hurt. That's the only thing. Andrew Luck is a completely different player. Andrew Luck understands the game of football. I mean, Andrew Luck is throwing in the air the ball. What's Bob Griffin doing? He's throwing it 5 yards and then letting the players do all the work.
No, stop.
Big difference.
Stop. No. Get out of here.
One.
They're both dynamic quarterbacks, but I think when you're expecting the big play, Andrew Luck is your guy over Bob Griffin.
Absolutely.
Oh, why is he Bob Griffin?
That's his name.
Griffin. It's not Bob Griffin.
Bob Griffin III.
No, it's Robert Griffin III.
But yeah, Bob.
No, not Bob. Robert. If the Giants can come out and say, oh man, I was gonna call him Bob Griffin, but I have to change my tune. He showed us a thing or two.
He showed us three things. 3 wins and 5 losses. That's what he showed us.
The defense had nothing to do with that, giving it up. That's what you're saying.
Nobody expected the Colts to be good, and the Colts are a playoff caliber football team, and that's Andrew Luck's fault. You can blame him for that.
But does he have the true TPS NFL seal of approval? Did Canada trade him to Zapata for peanuts?
No.
I wish. Next year.
All right. So next email. This one from a long time returning emailer. Our friend, Jizzy6879. Sup guys, last week I bought Unfinished Swan and beat it in 2 effing hours. What the F? These art are nice, but way too short. This week I heard bells and went outside. Sure enough, it was a van that read free ice cream and back rubs on the side of it. Lucky for me, I didn't fall for EA's tricks to rape me and my wallet. I didn't Medal of Honor only because some jerk-off cloned my debit card and went on a shopping spree. Oh yeah, I plan on buying Assassin's Creed for Vita. Whew, that's a mistake.
Yes.
So, well, that's a mistake compounded by another mistake, so that's neither here nor there. Only to find out there's a half-white, half-black chick running around town and white people not freaking out. Maybe I should read history, but I'm lazy. That's the dirtiest bitch I've ever effed. Dad, stop. Jizzy.
Jizzy never fails.
Yeah, God bless Jizzy. Did anybody here fall for Medal of Honor?
Somebody here did.
Franchise.
Who did?
Somebody here did.
Bob Griffin didn't fall for it.
Bob Griffin, the franchise.
Bobby Griff.
Whoa. I went and picked up my copy that I had paid for months ago. I played it, beat it in a day. I then turned around the next day and took it to my favorite franchise, not GameStop, traded it in for $50.
Game Dude.
Towards Need for Speed. So no, I didn't fall for it. I got it. I played it, got 42% of the trophies and traded it right back in.
I think I'm going to end up buying Black Ops.
Of course you are.
Me too.
But wait, before you do, if you haven't heard, the entire community has moved on. And this was a real surprise because it's like the 10th or 20th anniversary for DICE and Battlefield.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's playing Battlefield 1942 now because it's available free for download from Origin.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes, you didn't know that? I got the email.
Everyone's playing.
Yeah, we're going to get
Is that the one that's was on PSN low those many years ago?
No. Yeah.
It's the original.
Okay.
It's the original, the one that was PC.
Okay. And you now play it on the PC?
Oh, yeah. I only play
I don't
play it on the PC.
I only play spaceship games on the PC. It's a rule I have. It's a hard rule.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all a real note there, from Jizzy's email. Jizzy, stop buying PSN games.
No, continue, so I don't.
Yeah, it's worrisome. But keep on sending emails, cause we do like them. Next email from another returning emailer, Josh Butters, who was giving me valuable commentary on Central Valley football, field update, Zapata. Between the hash marks at Everett was in good shape.
So,
good stuff. Quality stuff. Hey guys, JS Butters here. On November 27th, me, SpongeBobbies and Franchise, he works with words and it's me, SpongeBobbies and Franchise. Wouldn't it be SpongeBobbies, Franchise and I? Okay. We'll host Moss T-Piss Theater, a T-Piss take on Mystery Science Theater. Stay tuned to Twitter to find out start times, but we'll be watching a movie on Netflix, streaming for anyone who wants to watch the movie at the same time we do. We haven't decided if it will be a recurring show, but what bad movie would you like to see us do this time around? Take care, J.S. Butters.
That might end up with them talking over each other and not really, you know, you can't really hear someone. It sounds like a good idea, though, I mean.
So but you just spent the first 30 seconds of that statement saying how it was never going to work and it's going to be terrible and then saying it might be good.
Amazing.
Contradiction.
It was a contradiction.
So we're going to talk over each other? That's what you're saying?
Maybe, yeah. Like, you know, you got the movie going, you got that audio. Because you guys are going to be cracking jokes, right? That's what Mystery Science Theater 3000 does, right?
I don't think we're going to be playing the movie over the headsets here. We're just going to be watching it and giving our take. That's how we're going to do it.
It'll be like what do they call those tracks?
Riff tracks.
Riff track, yeah.
There you go.
Which are basically the same thing as Mystery Science.
Wow, I have just committed myself to another show.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
We just went in a circle there.
I guess Demetrius's assessment was correct. I be like a Jamaican. I got more job than you do.
Okay.
A lot of mercy.
I am not getting close to that.
Yeah.
Not within 100 miles of it.
I podcast on my way home from work.
It is a little striking franchise. Not going to lie to you there.
Come on.
So that's all from the mailbag this week. Once again, send your questions, comments, feedback to mailbag@theplaystationshow.com. We will endeavor to read them when we have a show again. So that's really most of us for this week. Zapata, I gave people an hour and 21 minutes here. I think that's fair.
Not bad.
That's a good call, man.
You made up for it.
God bless it, yeah. So.
You made up for that.
Give him something to play. Give him something to play. Give him something to do.
Okay.
I encourage everybody to get PlayStation Plus if they don't already have it because it's clearly a good deal. Get a bunch of free games. Always coming out with new games. Free. You can't not get it.
Canada? Yep. If I wanted a cut rate, low grade Northern Zapata, I would ask for one, okay? Give me
something. Did I just pull us up? No, I guess I've listened to him for too long. I'm sorry, guys.
Whoa, you can't do that there, man. This thing we call a podcast over here, man. You can't be coming on this thing and saying such things.
Although, Canada, you're welcome back anytime you want.
Okay, thank you.
You're good,
man. A valuable perspective on things. Franchise, what are you going to give him?
Need for Speed, Most Wanted. Everybody should play that game.
I so badly wanted the Jamaican accent and you to say jerk chick.
I'm
that
sorry.
Was fantastic.
Need for Speed, Most Wanted, man. Come now. Come
okay.
Play with man. Franchise on
Zapata?
Yeah.
Zapata, something to play?
It's not something that you play. It's something that you buy.
Okay.
And it's hard to buy happiness. Okay? I don't agree that you can buy happiness, but you can buy joy. You can buy entertainment. And that's why I recommend everyone go out and get PlayStation Plus. It's a little bit of happiness every other week. And the best part is you never know what you're gonna get. It's like having Christmas. Just like, but not like the real dig in, get in the presents Christmas. It's like, here, go ahead and take your stocking Christmas. It's still exciting. It's not really what you want, but it's good stuff. Okay?
Come on.
So get PlayStation Plus. It's a must buy. You won't regret it.
See, Canada?
That was the master right there.
Yeah, that's how you do that, Canada. Now, nobody should ever do that ever again. But that's how you do it.
That was chock full.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing that he did there with the stocking crap, I mean, really, you have to ask yourself, where does that come from?
It is as beautiful as smoking ganja.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what you're dealing with, folks. I'll give them, I don't know. I think the new Nassim Taleb book is coming out soon. Read more about economics. That's what I tell y'all to do. Realize how bad it was that we voted for the president. We did. Good stuff.
Man. I'm going to go have some pancakes, man.
Really? Pancakes?
Can you send me some syrup there, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, a franchise. We'll work something out. If you want syrup, maybe we can ship it in the same box as the podcast kit.
Come on.
This is not improving at all. That's all from us this week, folks. We'll see you. We'll say 2 weeks, probably sometime during the weekend day. Two weeks out, that puts us Thanksgiving weekends apart. You got anything big plans that weekend?
No, I don't have big plans. I'm staying home that week.
We'll say Thanksgiving weekend then at some point. So that's all.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yo, this is Econ and 50 Cents representing Fourth Hour. Economics, Mother Nature. This is our track for economics with Burgeon. And we wrote this rap, now we hope you're learning. Oligopoly, monopoly, goods and service. Spitting fat beats that'll make you nervous. Supply goes up, demand goes down. No one buying anything will make you frown. Price low, so low, going to the ground. Price ceiling, make you feeling, now you're stealing the sound. Everyone is happy at equilibrium price. Already told you once, don't make us tell you twice.
Forgiveness gonna melt, if we're done being nice.
Gonna punch you in the face, gonna make you need ice.
Cream.
This bling is final goods, counting in the GDP. But the inflation rate won't let me be. Things are getting too expensive too fast. I'll pull out my gat and bust a cap in your leg. Cash is fiat cause the government said so. So did the Fed, bro. Riding in my endo. You just lost your job. Frictional unemployment. In between jobs, what a disappointment. Import goods coming into our country. Export goods that will make you money.
Goods!
Like my bagel and my minivan.
Service!
Like the guy who makes the bagels or the milkman. E to the C to the O to the N. O-M-I-C-S, and now we're showing
you, but now we're through, so we hope you see.
Spend all your green
and support the economy.
Come shop with us.
Yo, that was a really cool rap song, dude.
Hey, hey.
Wasn't it?